I guess it's time to fucking podcast.
The time has come again, boys.
The judge said we had to podcast.
Here we are. We're filling out our sentence of 10 years of podcasting because we committed that horrible crime years ago in our teens that we will never speak of again.
This sentence is starting to feel more like a paragraph, if you know what I mean. excuse me, Your Honor, are you sentencing me? Am I getting a jail sentence or a jail paragraph here, please?
Knocked
and
it out.
Also, may I kiss you on the mouth?
Your Honor.
Oh, may I?
Permission to approach the bench and give you a kiss?
May I kiss you with my tongue out, Your Honor?
Permission to approach granted. The bench and suck your penis, Your Honor.
Permission to ask granted. You to marry me right now, Your Honor?
Mm-hmm.
Does the defendant have anything to say to himself before he is committed to prison for the rest of his natural
he's committed
life?
To prison. I'm in a yes. full-time commitment with prison right now.
You can say I like commitment. I'm
getting pretty,
I was
getting
just
pretty serious.
I'm in a monogamous relationship with going to prison for the rest of my life.
I'm kind of in a situationship with prison right now.
I was
just weird.
I was just committed to a mental institution for the really stupid people. For people who are very stupid. But
for the criminally stupid.
Yeah, we caught him. We caught him trying to do something
the
real
criminally
dumb.
Stupid.
We caught him just in time. Oh, damn, I gotta be honest, guys. I was like I kind of had a headache, not feeling very good today, and just hearing your voices and seeing your beautiful faces, we're turning this around.
That's very
God,
sweet.
You are sitting crazy, by the way. Yeah, you were sitting belly first.
You're
leading with the belly.
You're too comfortable right now. Me and Ryan, we're in upright positions. We're ready to clock in at the podcast factory. And you're really taking a load off.
Look at
off.
This chair I got. It's a cool chair. You can't really see it over, but it's
it looks
it's
like
nice.
A nice chair.
It's not like very comfortable, which is the issue. It looks cool, not super comfortable.
But what if you lounge on it, like really?
Well,
I feel like it's only good if you're really kind of going back on it.
Fellas, I was just called out for my, you know I
no,
got
no,
my
no,
lounge.
No, you
got
to lounge on that one, brother. You got to kick back, take a load off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got big, I'm in a hot tub. Vibes right now.
You have like terminal I'm in a hot tub vibes.
Uh-huh. You
nurse
ever meet a guy
here.
That's just like, dude, it feels the way you talk, it feels like you're constantly in a hot tub.
Every single time I talk to Grant, it's like, did you just get out of a hot tub an hour ago?
I need to like rig this up. I need to rig this up so it's like a horse. I'm dangling my microphone.
It's just the podcaster equivalent of like a gerbil's water thing.
just get in that steady drip.
Hell yeah.
That steady riff drip where it's just hanging right below.
I got a case of the riff drips.
What if you took a fishing pole and had a little mic, you know, over a pool, you know, and then guys would just kind of come up out of the water and give you a little riff, give you a little nibble.
Oh, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm.
We got a podcast. That is a visual.
Is that a podcast? Like guys sitting in a pool recording
guys
a podcast?
Guys sitting in a pool, but then the engineers are they're fishing their mics out for them. And they
that's good.
And they're kind of in floaties and they just kind of come around and they go, do you guys get the new Subway? So, you know, whatever they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a new Subway sandwich?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no clue.
Dude, they're constantly innovating over at Subway.
I wish there would be, though.
Dude, just cutting the Grant, just lounging. They're constantly innovating.
Yeah.
Subway.
Guys, get on the YouTube. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Yeah. Hop on the YouTube. Also, shout out to our YouTube listeners. They're leaving comments out there. I see you, Nick Peralfi.
We got seven guys. We got seven guys holding strong on the YouTube. Probably the worst podcast video. You know, I really do like the narrative, though, of like me and Ryan saying Grant is lazy and he's objectively like maybe the hardest worker.
Oh, hands down. Easily. Well, not, but he also works like 4 hours a week.
Here's
so.
The thing.
That's true.
I think I epitomize
he's got a lot
the
of time to.
I do work harder, not smarter. Work smarter, not harder. You guys do work harder, not smarter. I do smarter.
You do you
not
smarter.
Harder.
I work dumber, not in the summer.
You were dumber, not
but
in
I
the
do
summer.
Work in the summer.
Not summer, but I do. Yeah, I do have to work in the summer. To clarify, I don't get summers off.
I'm kind of tired too. I got like no sleep last night.
What's this weekend?
What crazy thing did you do with alcohol last night, Tommy?
I had some alcohol and I saw a lady in the Lower East Side, and then she made. Oh, hold on, I got to put my mushrooms in the oven.
You think you got to see her Lower East Side, Grant?
If I were a betting man, I would say yes.
What do you think that means when someone asks you?
I think he took the full tour, man. He saw the Village. He saw the Lower East Side.
All right, we're at 6 minutes. I got to take these mushrooms out. Let's say at 40 minutes into this podcast. You got to cook.
Incredible. I like this. I like the, like, because as a listener, you're like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Tommy's I'm rolling my own raviolis this evening.
It's fun to watch Tommy go from Irish to Italian as a listener. You know, it's nice to see some character growth.
Yeah, dude, I really developed.
The other night, my friend was just like straight up accusing me of being Italian.
Like, what, because you fucking wear a chain sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't basically own wearing chains.
I know. I beat the allegations.
You beat the being Italian allegations?
Yeah, how'd you beat the being Italian allegations?
Just by yelling at him that I'm Irish.
Allegations.
I showed him my penis.
Hello, this is my son, Allegations.
Mm-hmm. You're like, would an Italian guy do this? You just hit your fiance.
Just like, yeah.
Oh!
You're like, would an Italian guy, you just have pasta sauce on a wife beater. And you're like, what do you mean I'm Italian right now?
You know you're not supposed to call them wife beaters anymore. Have we heard this?
Well, of course.
I thought they were white beaters. Because they're usually white.
Because they beat. You'd beat a white guy up.
Yeah, which is fine. That's fine. That's,
they should call him that.
Yeah, we're reclaiming it to white beaters, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, this is just what I wear when I'm beating up another white guy.
Dude, it would be
for acting up in society.
It would be good for the country if, like, every year, like, maybe, like, before or after the State of the Union, a white guy just got his ass kicked by, like, an Indian woman on national television or something. You know what I mean?
Why do you think that would be good?
I think that would tear the country apart.
So you think, yeah.
I think that would be the worst thing for the country to
so
watch.
So you think Biden should get reelected and then Kamala just beats the shit out of him on stage.
That'd be kind of funny, though. I mean, I would just like to see that.
Honestly, whoever becomes president should just have to fight really anybody.
Dude, there should be one day a year where like a random citizen who has applied just gets to slap the president. Slap the fucking shit out of him.
A jury duty situation.
Yeah. And it's just
one. You get a
letter
and you're like, you have to come to Washington, D.C. and
slap the president.
Fucking Biden. Slap the shit out of him.
And you're like, God damn it, dude. God fucking damn it.
I know Gillis has that one joke about it, but you really could like kill Biden with one punch to the stomach.
One good.
You could kill him with one sharply worded question.
you could scramble up his brain enough where he would Anyways, I'm rolling my own my own raviolis. I got you guys wanna see my dough?
Yeah.
I don't care, sure.
I'm letting it, whatever.
Again, really hop on the YouTube, folks. Tommy showing his dough. Mm-hmm. But for real, thank you guys for watching the YouTube. That is nice. I'm seeing
this
the
bad
comments.
Boy meet
okay.
For an hour.
Okay. I've never made fresh pasta. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah, egg yolks, flour, a little salt, olive oil, and then you just punch the living crap out of it. Mm-hmm. And then you just let it sit for an hour, and then you do a thin sheet. And then I'm roasting some mushrooms, garlic, and I'm doing like a carbonara parmesan egg yolk. I'm going to make like a paste. Wow. Put some kale in there too. And then I'm going to put another sheet over and then get a wine glass and segment it.
Tommy's on his chef's table shit.
Yeah. I think I might have hot dogs tonight.
You gonna cut those bad boys up?
Fuck no, dude. I'm eating them whole. I'm not even gonna bite into them.
Are you gonna eat them cold?
Yeah, dude. I don't know how to fucking cook or use the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know you can get radiation?
Having like a glass of red wine with cold hot dogs.
Yeah, warm red wine because I don't trust the refrigerator.
Boiling hot red wine.
You're like stirring the wine with the dog.
Well, I've started doing
garnishing your wine with a hot dog.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah, it's like a white trash. It's an even more white trash. What's it called? Like a. What's the red drink that you
Bloody Mary?
Yeah, Bloody Mary. You know if you say that three times in the mirror, You're gay?
Really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, folks, happy Easter.
Yep.
Happy Easter.
Jesus has risen, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar.
Praise Allah. Happy Easter.
We did it. He is risen.
Another year around the sun.
What has the bunny got to do with him?
I don't know.
And why does it lay eggs?
Is the bunny a metaphor for something?
Because bunnies don't come back to life if you kill them.
No.
I get egg is like a rebirth, but bunnies don't come from eggs.
No, bunnies don't come from eggs.
Egg is not really a rebirth. It's just kind of a birth.
Oh, whatever, you know.
Well, it's maybe every birth's a rebirth if you kind of believe in some of the crap I believe in. Some of the fucked up shit I believe in, maybe reincarnation. I don't know. Don't fucking ask me about it, okay? let's hop on Google. What does an Easter bunny have to do? What does a bunny have to do with Easter?
Just say, what does the Easter bunny have to do with it?
It's going to be the Coca-Cola Corporation, 1902.
What does a bunny have to do with Jesus?
Maybe because they had to find his body. That's why you hide the eggs. Maybe the eggs are his body.
Yeah. Well, I think actually the bunny and the eggs are just to like make it so that kids don't cry when you talk about how Jesus got stabbed in the heart and then buried under a rock and shit.
They're giving me like a whole history. It started in like the 1840s.
You've heard of the birds and the bees, but have you heard of the bunnies and the eggs?
Can you give me the bunnies and the eggs talk?
Yeah, when a bunny loves an egg, it hides it. And then a little boy has something to do with Jesus. Yeah.
Man, there's like a lot of information on this. I don't want to read it.
All right, well, write in if you know.
I really don't feel like educating.
Make it short. Like, kind of keep it concise.
I got 4 hours of sleep, dude.
Well, let me pitch you guys. Can I Shark Tank you guys an idea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you know Half Price Books? Mm-hmm. I feel like they're leaving a little bit on the table there. So here's my idea for a more profitable version of Half Price Books.
Okay.
It's called Full Price Books.
All right,
yep.
1 million.
So same books.
Yeah.
No discounts, no coupons. You're paying full price, baby.
Wow. Yeah, we need just to make more money. What about no more half price anything?
That's interesting. What else is half price?
Things that say the half price. Subway sandwiches sometimes.
Good answer, Tommy.
When you go to the store and it says half off.
Nothing really is half price, is it? Other than the books.
We also only sell ebooks.
Okay.
So you don't get the physical copy.
Dude, some ebooks are still like $20.
I know.
It's like, what the fuck?
What am I paying for all these words for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How come I got to pay so much just for words?
Isn't it crazy that like college textbooks are like $180 for like a fucking just a damn book?
The book that the professor wrote.
They're really doing criminal shit over there.
Dude, it's like so much of America is just a scam. And it's kind of awesome. I really fluctuate back and forth from being like, I hate it here. It's like a capitalist hellscape to other. Then I'll just be like, no, but it's actually pretty awesome.
The one nice thing with capitalism is sometimes some of these really rich guys die in insane ways.
That's true.
I saw on Twitter they had they put together like a CGI thing of how the people in the submarine just like fucking imploded. Like what it would do to the human body.
Yeah.
What was it?
I love it. They just like fold up into a ball and then explode.
It happens really quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's.
And like, you know what? I'm all for. I think these guys should get as rich as they want so that they can find new ways to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Or to die, you know?
Yeah.
I guess they're not trying to kill themselves.
Two spaceships collided. In a horrific accident.
Dude, how funny would it be if like Elon like gets his like brain thing and then it just like electrocutes his brain?
Yeah, he gets Neuralinked.
God, dude.
Yeah, he gets Neuralinked and then it accidentally like keeps him forever in like gas station TV or something.
Yeah,
like
dude,
he gets stuck
get
in a bad piece of technology.
He gets stuck in the Quick Trip TVs.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Even those ones. It's like the
dude,
shitty
we gotta
ones
start
at,
getting
like,
our
Costco.
We got to start getting our podcast on the Quick Trip TVs.
Yeah. We're trying to pull some strings, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
You might have seen your next comedians on Quick Trip TV.
Mm-hmm. It's just I've just been going in and talking to the guys who work at the gas station about getting on gas station TV.
I don't know, man. That seems like it's above me.
One guy's like, let him come on. One guy behind the counter is like, come on, man, just give him a fucking chance.
No, I've listened to their podcast. It's pretty good, man.
No, come on, let him get on the TV.
It's our podcast would be less offensive than what does show up on those TV screens. So also really quick, Tommy, I know you got something to say, but everybody knows, the way you mute those, it's the button on the right, the third one down. If you hit that button, that will mute the gas station TV, just so everybody knows.
How do you make it louder?
Yeah, sometimes I can't hear them. Mm-hmm. I'll just pull up a long chair and then crack open a beer and just watch just for hours. I'll watch the
gas
station TV.
You just got the
TV.
Gas just running. I just on the street.
I just let the meter run and I just I enjoy my Friday night.
Yeah, it's an expensive hobby, but I love it.
Yeah. I'm in tens of thousands of dollars worth of debt. Which is another thing I want to say about capitalism, by the way. You know, and you can fight it all you want, and we're trying in 2015, 2016, and that ended in 2020. But just start buying stuff, man, and start, you know, spending money on your credit card, and then, you know, just accumulate a little bit of debt over time. And it's, you know, I'm happier that way.
Or you go the route that Ryan did and just get one lump sum of debt, like, pretty mm-hmm. quick.
Just get in a little, buy stuff, because buying stuff really does make you happier. And
yeah. Yeah.
If you're going to have to be in the system, you might as well just play the game. So if they're like, you have to buy stuff to make you happy, you might as well just go, well, all right, give me that new shirt.
Dude, it's
boss.
Funny that people have tried to spread the message and ideology that money and buying stuff doesn't make you happier. Because mm-hmm. it fucking does. Dude.
It does. And it's also
I don't think,
listen.
Like long term, though.
Maybe it doesn't make you
happy. It's like drinking a beer, dude.
Yeah, but so
buying
is gambling and like.
Yeah,
a lot of things make you feel good short term that are bad.
Drink, and buy some clothes that you don't really have all the money for. You know, get that new pair of shoes is what I'm saying. And it's like you don't have the money really, but
I'm against this. I say one pair of shoes a year.
My thing is you don't own anything. You don't own any of your stuff.
I'm so, big time disagreeing with this. One pair of shoes a year, three pairs of pants, five shirts. That's maybe a jacket. That's what you buy each year.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. I think that's what I do anyways. But I'm trying to. I'm just because I'm spending all this money going to Europe. So I'm like, well, this is what you do now. You spend money.
Mm-hmm. Your rich guy activities.
So you're already spending money before you go to Europe?
Kind of. Yeah.
You got to warm up somehow.
You can't just dive in.
You're not going to have any money.
It's also different money over there, so you got to kind of like...
He's going to have to make other money when he gets out there, I see.
I got
so he can. He has to spend all of his American money.
Yeah.
So that way, he's hungry when he's in
British,
Europe.
For British money, for euros. I got a new credit card. I got a Capital One credit card, so I could spend money in Europe with no fees.
That's nice.
And so what do I got to do first, though? But I need to get 20,000 miles on this credit card, so I have to spend $500 in a month. So what I'm going to do...
Easy
money. First off, I'm just going to buy a camera and go to the bar one night. Boom. Locked in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
$500, mm-hmm. easy. And then I'm going to have all these miles.
You could just buy a camera.
Yeah, why are you throwing
cameras,
go to the bar?
Cameras are like $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, okay, right.
Is it really that much?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Like a good camera? Yeah.
Fuck.
A good camera is fucking expensive. Man.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to spend $1,000 on a camera. Well, because I want to film my sets. I'm doing a bunch of stand-up in Europe.
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I just started booking shows. I don't know.
Nice. You should talk to Emma. She's over there right now.
Oh, I will send her a message.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing the secret show in London.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah, and
I heard that's
film
a good
that.
Club.
I think I'm getting paid, too, so I might just, should I just, write this fucking whole trip off on my taxes? I mean, what's the move here, Grant?
I don't know.
I make $300 doing comedy in Europe, can I write off my plane ticket and many of my hostel Airbnb expenses off?
I don't know. I think
okay,
you
listeners,
could.
Write in how egregiously can I cheat my taxes for 2020?
No, because it's not a cheat. Because if you all you have to do is say you went. I mean, you are on the record many times calling this a vacation, but
I never said that.
But if you just like if you are going there to do a show,
I'm on the record.
Yes,
I never said I was going on a vacation. I said I was doing Eat, Pray, Love.
You said you needed a break. I suggested that you just do stand up in the States. You said that you wanted to go to Europe to not do stand up.
Yeah, but now I'm going to do stand up. Here's the thing. Here's what I realized. I actually really like doing stand up, so I don't want to stop.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like the
it's
best
like
thing.
The best thing, and I'm still pretty good at it. So
I just had such a good week of stand up.
Oh yeah, dude, you opened for Kelsey Cook at Acme.
Yeah, all week. It was so fun. So
sick.
Fucking fun.
Was Tommy there?
No, Tommy was filming a. He's filming like a pilot with Jeffrey in Illinois, so he couldn't do this week with Kelsey. So it was me and James Stanley, and it was a very, very fun week, dude. Just every show was sold out. Kelsey broke the record for Easter weekend.
No
sold
way.
About six shows. Yeah,
that's
it
crazy.
Was awesome. Yeah.
Damn.
She must have just
ticks.
Destroyed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's filming her special this upcoming weekend now in Madison. So
killer.
So it's just like tight. The hour is just like there.
Oh, yeah.
Good
oh,
for
yeah,
her.
Dude.
That's awesome.
And it was really cool. I won't like get into the details or anything, but Chad Daniels was there. They're dating. And he was there on Wednesday night and last night for Saturday night. And he was like watching her hour, and then she was asking for notes on it. So I got to sit in the green room while Chad was like giving Kelsey notes on her hour. And I felt like I just learned so much about stand up, like
damn,
watching
dude.
That
Chad's
happen.
Chad's so good.
Yeah, it was tight. It was very, very,
did you watch his new
stand-up.
Shit?
No, I haven't seen it. He just, I did watch the one that he put out, like
put
a couple months ago.
Yeah. Dude, he put out like three, didn't he?
I think he put out two.
Yeah, put out two. I watched a little bit of both. It's pretty insane.
Dude, he is so goddamn funny.
He Kelsey cooks. That boy Kelsey cooks up there.
Yeah, yeah. And then he just filmed like 2 or 3 weeks ago. He filmed another special, and he sold that one to Netflix. So
damn.
Yep.
Dude, guys like Chad Daniels and like Kyle Kinane, they're like they've just like written so much that like now they're in the era of like they can just put shit out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet they're just like, yeah, I have like tons of fucking jokes.
So many.
They've just been doing comedy, especially Chad Daniels. I mean, he's been doing comedy for like ever.
Well, he's already got like 8 albums or something too.
Dude, imagine having 8 hours of stand-up.
Dude, imagine having 45 minutes.
imagine having one.
I'm like, I'm bringing my new 15 minutes to Sisyphus Brewery. It's April 26th. So
Full disclosure, you might have seen some of these jokes before.
Yeah, and also it might not even be 15 minutes. So
it's more like
shut
12,
up.
Really. It just
it's
depends
about
on...
it's about 12, and it took me 6 months to write it. And also only two jokes are good.
Otherwise it's kind of just vibing.
Otherwise it's just kind of me hanging out.
But how was your guys' weeks going or went or whatever?
Good, man.
Good. I was booked on Ben's show, Ben Kastner's show, Zora Darling.
The show that
turned its back on you.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy because Kastner likes you the most.
Yeah, likes.
Katzner's on the record of being a Grant Winkles fan.
He's a winky head, but not anymore because Grant was too aggressive. I sat back, waited my turn. You know what?
He makes a little money off selling shirts and stickers, and all of a sudden,
koozies. I'm in the koozie game now, baby.
This guy makes a couple hundred dollars selling koozies, and he's just disrespecting people now. I see. I've been watching this trajectory of Grant for some time.
I slid in the DMs. I started mucking around in Ben's DMs.
You're a capitalist pig, is what you are, dude.
I am. How was that show, Ryan?
That show was really fun, but so day before, the guy who books House of Comedy hits me up and he's like, "Hey man, can you do a fucking
can you do HOC this week, like Thursday through Saturday? It's like $350. I'm like, yeah. And then day of, he messaged me, he goes, good news and bad news. Bad news is the headliner's bringing somebody. Good news is you're still getting paid. I was like, this is just good news. I just have the weekend off now. What the fuck are you talking about, dude? So, yeah, I got $350 for doing nothing. Did the Zora
That's
show.
That's so sick. That's the bombed, best case scenario.
And then Tuesday at Acme, had a weird-ass set, kind of bombed. Tim Harmston was really nice about it. So it's been an okay week, yeah.
That's I don't great. Think you bombed.
I didn't bomb, but it was weird. I went up to Tim, and I was like...
I had a bomb
like,
at an open mic.
Dude, yeah. Tim, so Harmston's there. It was also like a fucking snowstorm or whatever, yeah. So like there wasn't really
that
an
was
audience,
a tough
but,
night, yeah.
I go up to Tim, and I'm like, good set, man. He's like, you too, man. And then he was like... I was like, ah, I don't know, man. I gotta like work harder at this, you know? And he's like, no, this is becoming like an event. And I was like, what? How can Ryan fuck up his Acme chances every week? Yeah, he's like, every week it's becoming like an event.
That's great. You're an artist.
I don't think so. I think
you're truly just doing.
I think if someone called me that to my face, I would punch him.
I don't
they
know,
called
man.
Me an artist. What I'm doing is not art, brother.
I did an art gallery on Friday night. Just like a great crowd, and they were That's laughing funny. At everything, and I was so mean to them the entire time. And I opened up where I was like, it's crazy to do bad art inside of good art. And I was like, that's like a metaphor for something, right? And I was like, that's like almost smart. Isn't that almost smart? And they're like, I don't know, not really. I'm like,
no.
Isn't that almost smart? They're like, no.
I was like, doesn't it seem like a metaphor for something? And now everyone's just like, are you going to finish it? Are you going to finish the thought? And I was like, No,
I'm the bad art. Look at the good art and maybe finish the metaphor.
I was like, I'm like 60% almost at an idea, right? Don't you guys agree? Yeah. I like
Is
almost made a point.
Yeah.
That's
something?
Like that's become my stand-up. I'm like, is that almost like funny? That's like that like could be almost funny. You know, like maybe you fill in some of the blanks, but
yeah, you do the heavy lifting on this one.
Yeah, I'm inside good art doing bad art. What you know, it's like I'm getting birthed. I'm like, yeah, the, you know,
I'm taking you there. Yeah,
it's like something.
It's like something. It feels like like maybe I'm like a fetus.
Yeah.
And then you go, really makes you think. Mm-hmm. That's how you gotta, that's the exclamation point on that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or
and
you
then
go,
there, there's
or
these, you, sorry.
You go, I don't fucking know. that's what I've been doing a lot lately after my jokes. I don't fucking
oh,
know.
Oh,
there, wait, no, really quick. There's these paintings of these artistic paintings of like these guys, or like pictures, I would say, not paintings, but they're holding fish, but their faces were like, scratched off, you know. Mm. I don't know what it's supposed to mean. That was it. And I was like, what is this, my Tinder profile picture over here? And then they're like, didn't even work that well. And I was like, guys, I'm gonna be honest, that's the best riff I have on the room right now. Okay, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's funny.
Sorry.
It'd be funny if those types of artists also had to be like self-deprecating and like weird about it. They probably are, but I don't know. I feel like you'd have to be confident if you were a painter. You couldn't be like, yeah, I suck.
Yeah,
I suck and I'm stupid.
Painting's stupid.
You can't be an actual artist and they're like, you're an artist. And you're like, nah, no.
Don't.
No, I'm not.
Stop. I this was pretty funny. Ryan did this show called Fishbowl. And
oh, yeah, dude.
So what can you explain what the show is, and then I'll say my little funny thing about it.
Yeah, first of all, dude, I fucking crushed, and the person who did my jokes crushed.
That's awesome.
So it's a you write like a set that someone else has to do. Mm-hmm. And so Pearl, who's been on the podcast, she was like, man, I hope I get your jokes. And
Pearl
originally
Rose. I think one of our most popular podcast episodes, actually. We'll get Pearl back on.
She's
oh,
so
we're,
funny.
Me and
but
Pearl
like,
are going to Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire together. We're co-headlining.
Nice. Oh, fuck yeah.
That's dude, April 24th and the 25th.
But she was
sweet.
Like...
excuse me.
She was like, yeah, I want to prove that, like, you know, like a woman can't do your jokes or whatever. Like, that your jokes are like... You know, they're only funny because it's coming from, like, a man, I guess. And let's just say she was wrong. She got off stage and then, crushed, and I was just like, I guess the jokes are just pretty fucking sick. I guess those are just sick-ass jokes.
But whose jokes did you get?
I did Gabby O'Kay's, which is great because she's like a black lesbian.
Her jokes
lesbian.
Are okay.
Yeah, so then... No, her jokes are good.
No,
yeah.
Her name's Gabby O'Kay.
Oh, I got you. But,
I don't Gabby, even know who she is.
Gabby pretty good.
Yeah. I told James Super the other day he better hope to God a guy named James Ultra never starts doing comedy. But yeah, it was great because she's like a black lesbian. So then I was just like, you know,
I'm a black lesbian.
Yeah, yeah. And then
hey, what's dude, up, there, everybody? I'm dude, straight up a black lesbian.
Dude, there it's were
a,
what you there were it's couple, what you've been saying on stage.
Yeah, it's kind of
honestly.
A act.
There were a couple lines in her set where I was like, this does just straight up sound like something I would earnestly say on stage. Like, not even.
Wouldn't you get introduced as the tallest black comedian in Minneapolis or something?
Yeah, I used to bring
Tommy,
him up that way.
Me and Tom used to do this bit where he would bring me up as the tallest black comedian in the Twin Cities, and also he was just named a Growler Magazine comic to watch. And then I would go up and I would go, Tommy, what the fuck are you talking about, man? I was never a Growler Magazine comic to watch. Anyways, how's it good? Hey.
And also, it would only work, like, I think it only worked, like, one or two times. And we tried doing it, like, maybe 8 to 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
It would always bury you. You would always have to dig yourself out of that hole.
Yeah, and I'd be like, anyways, what?
You're like, anyways, I look like a guy who died in World War II or whatever you're doing back then. We would also do the wheelchair one where I'd be like, yeah, next comedian's in a wheelchair, and oh, my God, it's a miracle. And then no one really liked that either.
People hated that one.
Man, comedy used to be so fun. Remember you and Mike Lester? Because you guys were better than me and I looked up to you. You guys would like bribe me and pay me like money to go on stage with like my pants off.
No, you did.
And I wanted so bad to be liked by
you
two.
You had your pants around your ankles at one time.
Yeah. What did I do? I also went with my boxers like over my pants one time.
Yeah, you did something where I feel like your fly was open in a way where your dick was like sticking out, but
no,
with the underwear on.
I think I did my fly open and then my shirt outside my pee hole.
Yeah.
I think I did one. And then I think I did one just in my boxers, which is like very, and didn't address it once. That was the whole thing. You're like, if you do this, you can't.
Yeah, I remember. Like, I just remember you being up there, and like they started laughing right away. And you're just like, "What? What?"
That was what's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And I remember I was there one of those nights, and I wasn't really friends with you guys yet. And I remember just like watching that all happen, and be like, "God, I wish I was in that crew."
God, the reinvented dude. But what you don't know is I was just newly friends with them. And they were like, Tommy, go on stage with your pants off. And I was like, all right, guys, whatever you say, Mike Lester. You,
and he's giving you like
$3. You're a headliner.
That he won't actually give you.
Yeah.
He did pay me, though.
That one would be worth it. That would be fucked up to not pay you after doing something like
that. Yeah, he did give me $20. So Mike was true to his word. So shout out to him for that.
Yeah, well...
Man,
they wanna,
those
him
were
and Ben,
the days.
Him and Ben want to come on this podcast and promote theirs, and I told them they can't unless they have us on their podcast, and he said no. So it's not.
Then, well, there you go. Yeah. I guess that's
Simple
the treaty.
That.
I guess that's the treaty made in the podcasting world. Maybe, Grant, you can go on their podcast as a representative of the We Cool
we'll
Nation.
See, man. Maybe we could broker some sort of peace
You go over
deal,
there
but...
like Benjamin Franklin went over to France, you know. Yeah. You know, cut some deals.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But what I was gonna say is, I was at Sisyphus the day after that show, and everybody had to email their sets in, so I got to peek at Ryan's set that he had written down.
It was pretty good, right?
It was funny because he had written in all these like parentheticals and kind of act outs and stage directions, but everything was like, okay, if this
Here.
Joke bombs, you got do you have it?
Yeah, do you just want me to read some of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. All right. So I had her open by going, who likes dumbass shit? Make some noise if you like dumbass shit.
Bro, you're like goated, dude. I swear to God.
Your act right now is unreal.
It's so good.
I have been opening with that, and it sets the tone so well. Who likes dumbass shit? Make some noise if you like dumbass shit.
I'm like crying right now. That's like so like funny.
Then I had her open with Big Fucking Horse, and then the parentheses is, if it crushes, just keep doing the set, but if it bombs, comment on how you're a moron for opening with that. Then we go to Winnie the Pooh. or Winnie the Piss. This one should crush. If they hate it, pretend to get angry and talk about how you're going to have to tell your girlfriend you bombed the set. Then we go into VeggieTales. Okay, this joke should crush.
I love how this podcast has just become like and we just analyze Ryan's act every other episode.
Because it's so
like,
dumb.
The listeners just so intimately know your act. It's like so funny.
If you haven't, go see Ryan do stand up.
Yeah, go.
Here's the thing.
Go
though.
Fucking see Ryan do stand up.
I'll either crush or have a weird one, but it'll be funny.
I genuinely think you are the funniest person in Minnesota right now. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so after VeggieTales, okay, this joke should crush. If it doesn't, then it's probably your fault at this point. Honestly, all these jokes are incredible, and even someone who's really stupid or even really smart should be able to crush with these. Then we do PTSD. Again, dude, crush city here.
Pretty titties, and I like to suck on them.
Yep. Did you say crush city?
Yeah, again, dude, crush city here. If it's not working, there's something seriously wrong with your brain and how you are delivering the jokes, and probably how you see the world as a whole. Then we go into me showering with my mom, which 10 other white guys have the same joke. And they're better than my version. If you're lucky...
Do you see Racine's?
Yeah, Racine's is great.
Yeah. So good.
My dad's... I love my dad's dick.
I texted
him, he's like, my dad's dick is no my mom's tits. And I was like, what an incredible line.
Okay, if you're lucky and you work really hard one day, maybe you'll also write a joke this clever. Okay, here's the closer. Okay, by this point, the crowd should be standing up and cheering while they wipe tears out of their eyes, or also they could be booing and hissing you. Totally depends on how you perform these jokes. Anyways, great set, and I hope this helped you understand just how hard it is to be a straight white man with nothing to lose.
Yes, I'm going to play the... Oop. Yep. I'm playing the audience applause break.
Yeah, we should have started playing the Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's what I thought that was for a second.
Wait, can you guys hear this?
Like, just barely.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah. Which, guys,
I don't know why that
also,
doesn't
welcome
come
to
through.
The Weekly Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah.
Oh, Tommy, I think your mushrooms might be done soon, too.
Oh, fuck. Let me go check. Can you intro the pod for me 40 minutes in?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Podcast. This is Grant here introducing the podcast for Tommy. What's up, guys? what's going on? This is a podcast where we apologize, demand apologies, and read anonymous listener apologies. Ryan, have you ever posted that World War II joke?
Like the I look like a guy?
Yeah.
No.
I feel like that would be a really good reel.
If I know, you have but it stopped working. And I don't think I have like good video.
You don't have an old tape of it?
Maybe. I don't know. Also, I don't know if that's like that version of my stand-up is something I want.
I'm going to give them like 10 more minutes because I'm mashing the mushrooms into like a paste for the ravioli so I can kind of roast the fuck out of them.
Okay.
Feel
Wait,
me?
Yeah, but
What's
Ryan,
up? What are you guys talking? Were you guys talking about other stuff?
No, we were talking about you, dude.
No, we were talking about the raviolis.
You were
like, get out, the raviolis are okay.
Yeah, you were.
I hope he's
going to
make a paste.
That.
I hope he's going to make a paste. He should really roast the shit out of those mushrooms.
Yeah,
anyways,
okay.
I got to get the hot dogs out of the freezer.
to put in the fridge so they can just be regular cold.
Yeah. See, I'm a blend of you guys.
You got to preheat them in the fridge.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to put them in the blender. I'm having a hot dog smoothie.
You know what? I'm not going to lie, dude, a blended up hot dog ketchup ravioli paste into homemade raviolis would probably bang in like a white trash way.
Yeah, but I'm saying a blended up hot dog with ice and then maybe some ketchup.
A savory hot dog like smoothie.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
Drinking that on my way to work, just
put
feeling like
put
shit.
Put a banana in there.
just driving crazy.
Just taking one sip and then immediately having diarrhea. Like your body, barely even processes it. It just shoots out immediately.
Yeah. And I go, another day in my fucking life.
Yeah. Fuck this shit.
Yeah. And then I hate my fucking life.
Yeah, you're also on the phone and you're talking about how you hate your bitch wife. You know what I mean? Yeah, shit in your pants.
Yeah, I'm on the phone with her sister.
who also hates her.
You guys are just the worst guy of all time. Just the most also, evil, the most evil yeah. man. Drunk driving, drinking hot dog smoothie paste.
On my way to work.
On your way to work, talking shit about your wife.
Trying to cheat on my wife with her sister.
This is giving me like a headache.
Yeah, dude.
This is curing my headache.
Oh fuck.
No, Ryan, I want to why don't you what were you saying about you, cuz Tommy, I said Ryan should post that World War II joke, cuz I think that would be it's a really short, very concise, like kind of looks like joke that would probably do.
Yeah, and
good.
You're not doing it anymore, so you should kind of burn some of that old material that you don't really like doing as much.
I don't know if I have, I don't think I have a good video of it, and I think, like, even if I did, because it doesn't work now, so I can't just, like, go do it in a set now and then throw that up.
It worked back in the day, but now there's just so many jokes written like it that...
No, I just don't look like that guy
anymore. Yeah, you also looked, you were a lot more, like, clean shaven and kind of... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
true.
You
had more of a boy's face.
Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know, man, like, the kind of stand-up I was doing back then, it just, I think it was, like, good for what it was fine, but I don't think it's like necessarily the things that I think are like really funny, and like it's just not really what I want to put out there.
I relate to that a lot, where you're like,
I appreciate you saying that, Grant, that was really, really nice still.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm just also just so into clip mode that like just because it's not what you're, and I'm not arguing with you. You got to do whatever you want. But like, just because it's not what your like vibe is now or anything, doesn't mean I don't think people would enjoy it. Because I loved that version of your stand up as well. So
there is probably some things that you could look back on, Ryan, and then maybe use to this day.
You should should clip up that whole Comedy on State set that you have.
Oh, the old one.
Yeah. Like that one, because that one was filmed pretty well.
Because I think like in your head, probably you're way more critical, and then just putting it out there for like random people to see, they don't have any associations like that. Mm-hmm. So
they don't know
like
your
these...
trajectory. They don't know your character arc.
Yeah.
You know?
Just a thought.
Yeah, no, you guys are you're giving me things to do, and I don't like that.
Yeah, sorry, we're giving you homework. We're giving you career homework, and you do not need that shit on the podcast.
Well,
here's the thing,
man. I'm busy. Okay, I've been doing this thing where I go to Texas Roadhouse, and I tell the server I have a peanut allergy.
They have the peanuts there.
Dude, whose idea was that, by the way? Where they're just like, yeah, it's a pretty nice steakhouse, but you know, what if there's just a bunch of fucking peanuts? wait, weird question, but was there an elephant just in here?
Well, it's kind of like, there's, just an elephant dining at Texas Road, like at a table as well.
Yeah. Oh man, this steakhouse is nice, but where's all the fucking peanuts on the floor, dude? It's not a steakhouse without the fucking peanuts. I think I'm gonna do this on stage.
Yeah, that's good. You gotta write that down. We haven't done listener apologies in a minute.
Well, let me see.
Do we have any of that business? Hold on, I'm gonna check on my. You look through that. Ryan, you fill time. I'm checking on my mushrooms one more time. Sorry,
okay.
guys.
Grant, while you're looking that up, and then I'll just say,
why don't you introduce the podcast for me?
Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome to the We Cool Podcast. This is a podcast where we apologize for things, we demand apologies, and we also read anonymous listener apologies. I'm one of our hosts, Ryan Call. I'm joined by Grant Winkles and Tommy Bayer, who are my two co-hosts, but... I'm the main one, and I do all the work. Grant, when you and your fiance get married, do you think she's going to take your last name, or are you going to take her first name?
We haven't decided yet.
Yeah,
I'm going to hyphenate both.
Yeah, I'm going to take Miranda's first name.
I'm taking it. I'm stealing it.
Well, we're having a conversation, Tommy. When you get married, are you going to... Are you going to have your wife take your last name, or are you going to take her first name?
My name's like Stacy.
It's Stacy Bear.
Stacy Bear.
I don't know.
That's a low-key cool name.
It is.
I'm also married to Stacy Bear. She took my last name too. Mm-hmm. I took her first name. She took my last name.
My name's I took my wife's name, Jessica. We just completely switch names. She took my first and last name, and I take her first. And we just swap.
Okay, when you're asking for Jessica, you're like talking to one of her friends. You're like, are you asking for Tommy or are you asking for Jessica? Because I'm Jessica now. She's Tommy.
That's how it should be. If you really love each other,
I think
you take their name completely.
I think we have a email from the weightlifting, an update that I don't think we ever went over.
Let's get to it.
Okay. So if you've been following along with this saga, if you haven't,
a quick recap saga
would be somebody wrote in that their boyfriend is a power lifter, and they had made a joke that they hoped that their boyfriend shit his pants the next time he broke his personal record. And this was treated within this listener's life as a all-out assault on her boyfriend's dignity and self-worth. And everybody in her life seemed to turn on her over this comment.
But not would us.
Would you guys agree?
Yeah, I think everyone in her life was like, you shouldn't say that. I think we were like, you should say more stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so we've gotten some updates and back and forth between this. Apparently, very common to shit your pants while in weightlifting competition. So that might be why.
You got your basketball too, Ryan?
God damn it. I don't have a basketball, and it's really...
You also got your basketball?
Yeah, I got mine that's regular sized. Look how big yours looks compared to you, whereas how small mine looks compared to me.
Yeah, well, my hands aren't just not as big as yours.
Guys, hop on the YouTube. Hop on the damn YouTube to enjoy some of this.
It's great. Isn't it fun to have a ball in your hand?
Oh, it's incredible, dude. I suck at fucking basketball.
Dude, I got my ass kicked on Saturday. I was playing with guys way out of my league, and it was difficult.
Really?
Dude, yeah, I was playing with, like, I was getting, like, sized up with, like, guards that are, like, 6'3", and they weigh, like, 175, and I was just getting, like, fucking rocked down low. I don't know. Really,
well, you're 6'3", 42 pounds.
Bro, here's the thing. I can jump really high. Like, I can dunk. I can get up there with them, but, like, I am so weak. Dude, I think I need to, like, bulk. I think I need to get up to, like, 155 of, like, muscle.
Hit the gym,
and then I
bro.
Think I could hang with them a little better.
Grant.
Probably.
Yeah, dude, hit the gym.
Grant, just with no pants on, just relaxed in
Grant,
the chair.
Grant, semi-reclined. Yeah, you just
semi-reclined, joint in the mouth, and hot dog in the mouth. Smoking a hot dog. Yeah, bro.
Just hit the gym.
Smoking on a hot dog. Yeah, bro. Hit the gym.
We smoking on those hot dogs, dude.
Yeah, we smoking on hot dogs, bro.
That hot dog pack.
Smoking on that Oscar Mayer. It's like at the backwoods.
Hot dogs might be the funniest food ever. I think we talked about this before on the podcast, but there might not be a funnier food than like hot dogs and then maybe beans.
Yeah. What about like a vegan
and,
person?
Hey, they go together so good.
Honestly, dude, this is actually just a good tip for vegans. If you're feeling left out at like the barbecues with no hot dogs or brats, grab a bun. Throw a pickle in the bun.
Oh yeah,
eat that. That sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
That sounds great. Yeah, pickle lovers.
Maybe like some cheese, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Like put some relish on it too. I don't care. Ketchup maybe. I don't know.
Put
some relish on that pickle.
Shout out to the vegans, you fucking freaks.
That's like getting a hot dog and then like blending up a bunch of hot dogs and putting it on the hot dog as a guy.
It's like making a beef Wellington, but every step is just a different form of hot dog.
Yeah. All right.
Gordon Ramsay would
see,
flip
it's
his
the
tits.
Funniest. I swear to God, it's the funniest food ever. Hot dogs.
You ever have a beef medium Rarington?
Yeah, I believe I have.
I have too.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, anyways. Yeah, sir, how do you want your hot dog cooked?
Rare.
I want to still hear it squeal.
I want that motherfucker bleeding.
Ordering my hot dogs medium rare.
Going to McDonald's, ordering a rare hot dog. Yeah, I'll get one hot dog and I'd like it rare.
Yelling right in his face.
Yeah. Cutting it open when they give it to you. You're like, this is medium.
Screaming. You're in the lobby.
Screaming at the 15-year-old boy.
You're in the lobby. You're screaming as if you're talking over the intercom.
You're screaming at the kiosk that you order from.
Screaming at the garbage can before the ordering screen. Yeah, give me one hot dog rare.
You're just outside the McDonald's and you just throw a rock in that has a note that just says one hot dog.
One hot dog, please.
Yeah, one hot dog, please. It just rolls into near the register.
That's kind of a funny.
You throw a brick.
Going to McDonald's, ordering things they just don't fucking have. Going, yeah, let me get a hot dog, and then I'll do some Alfredo.
Yeah, and also, can I have one Burger King?
And one taco, please.
God, we're so stupid.
Dude, this might be one of our best episodes.
This might be the stupidest episode.
The hot dog episode.
Hot dogs.
Can we call it the hot dog episode?
We're talking yes. Dogs. Dude, I'm like crying right now. I don't know why.
I think
it's
because
I've had
want.
6 hours of sleep. I had 1 hour of sleep last night, and then I took like a 3 hour nap, and I'm like delirious.
Yeah, in my spare time, I like to fuck with fast food workers.
Yeah, I like to really fuck with their days.
I like to piss
dude, them. It is funny. They can't do anything back to you.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude.
Else they get fired.
Man, the rage that you feel though when you ask for like a condiment, and then you drive away because you trusted them, you know, and the condiment isn't in the bag. There's got to be like a German word for that, where it's like the feeling you have.
The most American thing, a drive-through fast food, not getting your order right. There's got to be a German word for that.
They have like a long fucking word for everything. You know?
That's true.
Like,
very specific.
Because here's
things.
The thing: the
you're like, there's
got to
be a German word. There's got to be a German word for, you know, when like the British tax you too much and then you guys have to claim your independence. There's got to be a German word for that situation.
Okay, but low key, Ryan's probably right.
Okay, but the feeling that you have where it's like, because you're like, internally you're like, listen, I understand you're not getting paid much and this job sucks. But then on the other hand, you're like, I wanted that ranch dressing. wanted that ranch dressing so fucking bad. That's why I asked you.
Like, I needed
that.
It. Like, I pretty much needed it.
You looked
you
like
need
you
that
knew
ranch
what you
dressing.
Were doing, so I didn't check the bag before I drove away. And now I either have to eat without the ranch dressing, or I have to go into the lobby and be like, hey, you fucked me, dude. Oh, you thought it was that easy to get rid of me? You thought you could get rid of me. I said I wanted a ranch dressing. Can I have one, please?
There might be nothing better than ranch dressing on pepperoni pizza.
Ooh.
Oh, hard disagree.
Okay.
Garlic sauce, brother.
Well,
I really fuck with ranch on some.
If you're trying to fat out, dude.
Dude, I'm fat now. I mean, I'm not even really fat now tonight, but, dude, I love getting a little pizza and watching TV.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I've been having to go.
Something on the TV. Doesn't that rock, dude? And then you get a stomach ache, but you're on the couch, so it's fine.
You just let it pass. He weathered the storm.
You just go, oh, fuck, dude. Shit,
and honestly,
bro.
Man, like a thin crust, kind of even, they've hacked the tummy bug that you
this
get from eating pizza.
This should be what
pizza.
The podcast is. We should do more food talk.
Yeah.
Thin crust is honestly incredible. It's not as filling. That's the only downside. It's not as filling. I'm not crazy about how crispy it gets
sometimes. Yeah, it can be a little bit too like crumbly.
But in terms of like not getting a tummy ache and still getting to have pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
undefeated, dude.
Yeah, that's a good exact. It does,
cuz the dough can weigh you down. But that's the good thing about like the New York slice is like that's pretty thin.
I love
thin,
a New York slice.
You know?
Dude.
Like that's pretty thin crust. It's kind of the best of both worlds because it's almost thin crust.
Dude,
but it's
I mastered the New York slice because you get one instead of two. Because here's the thing: if you're
going to want two, yeah,
you want two, and first off, you want fucking three, and you can eat it too, no problem. But here's the thing: if you're on your way to a show and you're hungry, you get that one slice, and then you walk, and then you don't get a stomach ache, and then you still have energy for your next set. You get two, and then it's going to bring you down.
You're bogged
down. It's
going to
make you lethargic.
Two's for the walk home, dude.
Two is a nightcap. One is, let's get this night going.
Then, dude, the nice thing about the one is then you can maybe do another one later.
Exactly.
You know? And then it's not crazy.
You can maybe do one later, and then you go into your fridge at home, and then you put a couple hot dogs in your mouth. Boom. Saturday night,
then you go straight to sleep.
And then you go straight to sleep. And then you
don't even chew them.
Yeah, and then you go, why do I have stomach problems all the time?
Dude, I've been doing this thing where I fall asleep with a hot dog in my mouth. I keep waking up with hot dogs stuck to my hair.
like how a Vietnam guy, like how like a Vietnam soldier like falls asleep with like a cigarette in his mouth. You got a hot dog. You put it in there. You forget it's in there.
Like how a Vietnam veteran falls asleep with a Vietnamese man's penis in his mouth.
You forget it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Should we do this apology?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's end on this.
I gotta say, dude, we're getting good at podcasting. I mean, like,
we're either getting really good or really bad. I can't tell, dude. It's the same with my stand-up. I can't tell if I'm really good at this or if like
I feel you, dude. Yeah.
Dude, Attell's special on Netflix, pretty killer.
I heard it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pulls out the recorder, dude. Pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he end on that?
I think so, dude.
Dude, everything he says is just like fun. Like, he's just like talks in a funny way.
His voice is just incredible, too. Like, the
rhythm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just kind of the raspiness, you know?
Yeah.
It's just.
Just him going like, okay.
Yeah.
I remember being a kid, like, watching him do stand-up on, like, Comedy Central and being like, yeah, that's, like, a different kind of guy than I am. I don't think I could ever do stand-up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his stuff used to be, like, crazy on Comedy Central, too. Just, like, just getting fucked up, like, great porn bits, you know?
Yeah.
He had a great jacking off stuff.
James was he saw Attell with Ian Fidance at Acme last time they came through, and they do like the bump and Mike's roasting thing, and Fidance had one that was so good. It was like, Dave looks like a caretaker at a children's graveyard.
That's funny.
Such a good roast. He does. He is looking weird these
days.
Dude,
he looks
so funny,
bro. He goes on stage with like a string like Nike backpack that's like old. He looks like a homeless guy.
Yeah,
dude. Also, is he wearing a do-rag in this?
Yeah, he's wearing like a head wrap and then a baseball cap on top, like a big baseball cap.
Dude, you just become old and Jewish enough in New York where you're just like you just turn into this like guy. You know, he's just like a night dweller. You know, he's still obsessed because, like, you know, I got buddies who work the Cellar now, and some of my friends who do like late night spots at the Cellar. Like, Attell will only accept late nights. Who's been working the Cellar maybe the longest out of anybody there will only do like the 3 a.m. spot.
Really?
Yeah, because he's like it's the hardest one. He hates killing, dude. He kills all the time. He like hates it, so he needs to go up in front of drunk people at like 3 a.m. That's like. He's like sick.
Can
he's
you
like sick
imagine
and twisted.
Like being that dedicated to like if I got the chance to have the good spots, I'm taking them, dude.
Of course, like, I'm trying to make stand up as easy as possible for me because it's tough. You know,
it's so fucking hard.
It's like so hard, and he's just like, no, I don't want the 8 o'clock show on a Friday night. Give me the 3 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know, and then he does that every night. He's fucking 75 years old, and he's staying up till 6 in the morning, just blasting cigs.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking legend,
so
dude.
Cool. So cool.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, this sounds like the saddest man of all time, and we're like, no, dude, this dude's like so
lit. I think
lit.
He kind of is, too. He is like, he's very like negative in interviews and stuff.
He's negative, and he also does, dude, he's been doing more interviews lately, but dude, bro didn't do podcasts or anything for like 15 years.
Yeah, I think he just did Rogan.
He's like talking about... your feelings is stupid.
Yeah.
He's like, what am I going to talk to another guy for an hour? He's like, that sounds like a nightmare. It's awesome. He's so sick.
He's like, no exaggeration, like most comics' favorite comic.
Yeah, if
like.
You don't know who we're talking about, if check out Dave Attell. It's like him and like, yeah, Patrice O'Neill and like, I don't know, there's these people. It's like, yeah, they're really beloved.
They're like, they're the next generation removed from like Richard Pryor. And,
yeah, yeah, they're like very know, like late 80s, early 90s.
George
they're,
Carlin.
They're after like, Richard Pryor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Post Richard.
They're Richard after.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well said, Ryan. Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, so
and it doesn't go in.
Okay, and if you want to write these in, go to wecoolpodcast.com, please. And folks, write some of these in because I think we are getting kind of low on them. Sorry, we haven't really been doing them that much either. We'll get back to these if you start writing them in. Okay, hello, Tommy, Grant, and Ryan.
Hello.
Another
hi.
All right. Another write-in from the GF of my powerlifting boyfriend. I showed my boyfriend the podcast, and now he would like to demand his own apology.
Uh-oh.
In the first episode with Zach Kagan, he referred to my boyfriend as a bodybuilder rather than a powerlifter.
All
right. I hate to add Zach more. Doesn't know. It's crazy that Zach said anything that made
Dude,
sense at all.
You want to hear something crazy Zach said this week in front of me?
What?
So Ahmed is like telling Zach, he's like, yeah, I'm in therapy. Well, Zach is in therapy. And I was like, dude, you got to talk to your therapist about not having this bullying energy where you're able to get bullied by everyone. And Ahmed was there and he's like, what kind of therapist do you have? Like, what's the race and gender of your therapist? And Zach's like, oh, it's like a white woman, you know, or it's a white man. And then Ahmed's like, yeah, I'm going to therapy too. And Zach's like, what's your therapist? You know, what's she like? And Ahmed's like, well, I'm seeing a white woman and it's nice because she like actually challenges me. And then Zach was like, or no, it's nice. He goes, it's nice because we have like a good vibe going on. And then Zach goes, well, she's afraid of you. It's just fucking crazy, dude. Just to say yeah. to a black guy, like, oh, your white woman therapist is just afraid of you. Dude. That's why you yeah. like her. Mm-hmm. Insane.
It's kind of Zach. Honestly, it's funny.
It's funny, but I was that's like, a good, dude, you gotta
yeah, but
chill,
not the
Zach.
Way he said it.
Yeah,
like he good, didn't. He
that's
didn't
a good
say
Kaganism.
It as a joke,
and he didn't mean it racist at all. But well, maybe he did. I don't know. I don't know what his mind is like. What is
inside twisted mind of Zach Kagan?
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. I hate to add more to the Zach Kagan hate train, but my boyfriend, and never worry about that. By the way,
yeah.
But my boyfriend wants to state that there's a huge difference between the two. Bodybuilders might look big, but are usually weak. Oh, what the hell?
That's kind of facts.
Powerlifters might look small, but can lift heavy. He is also grumpy at Tommy for calling me a beautiful princess. Dude, you got a powerlifter out on the streets gunning for you, Tommy.
Hey, man, listen, just fucking kill me and put me out of my misery already, okay?
Well, maybe this guy should watch out because Tommy's actually a bit of a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he is. He's going to be hitting the gym. Mm-hmm. Okay, but this... Okay.
I will cross you up on the court.
but I liked it, and being called a beautiful princess gave me quite the confidence boost. Haha. So maybe your boyfriend should just take a note from
Tommy.
Yeah,
maybe he should be calling you a beautiful princess once in a while.
I think
maybe
he should.
Maybe you should call Tommy one, too.
And maybe you call me a beautiful princess as well, and maybe we call it even.
Thank you guys for the kind words. I appreciate the support you guys gave after I mentioned how hard my college career was. It really showed me that maybe I am pretty great, and I now see the pain of losing my hair and navigating adulthood with a chronic illness as a testament to my devotion to myself. Yes.
Yes, queen.
Yes.
Go off.
Real
take
self-care.
Take it back. Reclaim.
It's happening.
Own that shit.
I learned that from you guys. And so if I never told my boyfriend, I hope he shits himself, I would never be able to ride this wave of newfound confidence. This is great. We are
this
just
we
out
do.
Here
this is what
empowering.
We do at the Recool Podcast. We're just about uplifting women.
Empowering young women.
Empowering mm-hmm. women, giving them the confidence to fucking lift weights and shit. Yeah.
Supporting black men in therapy.
We're supporting black men in therapy. We're mm-hmm. uplifting women. You know, we're doing good stuff over
Various
here.
Various hot dog related riffs.
Yeah, yeah. A lot
Once
of hot
an
dog.
Episode, we say something pretty bad.
Yes, and we're sorry about that.
Yeah.
I think it's I think it's pretty clear that we're sorry.
Yes, yes, we are.
But hey, man, pleasure wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain, and sunshine wouldn't be so nice if it wasn't for the rain.
Damn, so, you just invented that right now? You just made that up?
Yeah, dude.
Is that like Alanis Morissette? Or?
That's 50 Cent. Oh, put some respect on that man's name, dude.
That's 50 Cent, dude.
I think Hustler's Ambition, dude.
Hey, 50 Cent. 50 Cent is kind of half off. Half off rap, if you think
hey,
about it.
Hey, what about $1?
Mm-hmm. Sharks.
Sharks.
I've been thinking of starting to rap.
You're pitching 50 Cent.
That he should change his name to $1.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we all love 50 Cent. What if his name was different?
And then,
and they're like, did you ask 50 Cent about this? And you're like, I actually broke into the building.
No, I haven't been able to get into contact with him.
with Mr. Cent.
With Mr. Cent.
Or as we will be calling him, Mr. Dollar. $1. A rapper named $1 is really fucking funny.
Dude, this is like... This is like a joke I'd come up with in like fifth grade. I swear to God. This is like a bit me and my friends would do in like fifth grade.
Yo, it's $1 on the track.
Dude, how does 50?
And we're like, dude, we should be Lonely Island. Like, we should be those guys, actually.
50 Cent as a name goes so hard, and $1 is so bad.
Sucks, dude. It's like the worst.
$1 sucks ass. fuck.
Okay, yeah. There's a P.S. P.S. In everything shower is when you wash your hair, do a hair mask, shave everything, exfoliate your whole body, etc. Every girl knows what I'm talking about and will agree it takes about an hour. Holy shit. So
oh
that's
my
it.
God.
What even is a hair mask?
The fuck?
I don't know. Sounds like a medieval torture device or something.
Give him the hair mask.
Put him in the hair mask.
Take him down to the dungeon and give him the hair mask.
No, not the hair mask. No, please don't do
please,
it.
No,
please.
No. Anything but that. Anything
no,
but the hair mask.
It's so itchy.
It's just a mask made of hair.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what a hair mask would be.
Miranda, what's a hair mask?
Miranda.
Hey.
Hey.
She said it's something you put on in the shower.
Well, we already fucking know that.
Yeah, we already knew that. What?
Tell her to
what's a hair mask?
It just, like, what does it do?
Yeah.
Makes it, like, softer.
Makes your hair softer.
No, like,
what's
what is
it
though?
Like?
Yeah, like, what's the, is it
you
in a bottle?
Bleed,
I don't fucking
one?
Know.
Oh, it's just in a bottle. It's just a fucking bottle of shit.
So it's just fucking shampoo?
It's just shampoo, yeah.
Just say you're doing shampoo then. God, girls always gotta do this crap.
Gotta make up new words
girls
for shit.
Girls always gotta fucking... This is what capitalism has done to women in society. They're saying, now you need this. You need other shampoo, and it's called
what
something
about
different.
What about a hair mask book pro?
Well, okay, sharks.
Now I'm interested in this.
Now I'm
hair
now
mask book air.
Oh.
Mask book air.
Mask book hair. Mask book hair.
Yeah. Okay, sharks. Sharks. Sharks, babies.
Going on Shark Tank and going, I hope now y'all aren't going to try to eat me. Now y'all aren't gonna try to freaking eat
my y'all
ass,
not
so.
Trying to give me take a little bite out of my butt.
Was that last week with Ethan when we were talking about bringing a bucket of chum on Shark Tank?
Yo, hey sharks, I got chum.
Oh, yep, the podcast is good again. It's official.
It's good.
Okay, I
dude,
think that's
I've been
good.
Squeezing this dough the whole episode,
good
and
spot.
It's like a really nice, like, fucking toy, you know?
No, I wish I had, like, a fidget something
I know,
in here.
Dude, I love to, like, fidget and squeeze something.
Yeah. Well, that's a podcast.
Usually I just play with my dick on the podcast. Well, that's it. Anything else, you guys?
Nope. That's it.
Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls. Chippewa Falls the 24th of April, Eau Claire the 25th, Sisyphus Brewing the 26th and 27th of April. Come see me. I have 6 new minutes of material.
I'm gonna slide through on one of those shows.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. You're gonna get your dirty little grubby hand. No, you're welcome to come. You can just fucking take my spot, honestly.
No, I'll just come hang. I love the boys.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to Max Fine too. He got passed at the Cellar.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah,
good big, for the kid.
Yeah, I saw he's
yeah he'll do the
clips.
Pod when
Oh yeah,
when
hell
we're
yeah.
all in town, we'll be in the same room together. We'll be joined. We'll join forces once again.
Nice, dude.
Okay, go follow me on Instagram. Keep liking my clips.
Great clips, Grant.
Thank you.
I rewatched some of your stuff. It's so good.
Thank you,
dude.
Thank
the you. Fucking like. Oh, I didn't know you were a Navy SEAL. Sick.
That one's still going.
Dude, so
been,
sick.
That
such
has been
fucking,
a fruitful
such
clip.
A good punchline. Yeah, dude.
Thank you.
Go follow the boys.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.